My name is Danielle Giroux. I'm responsible for the marketing of Thornbury, but I actually started out in wine. So we acquired Thornbury a year ago, Colio Estate Wines. And with that purchase came all sorts of new responsibilities and finding out and learning about the cider category, loving it, and then also beer.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you're sampling today?
Today we have our Thornbury Premium Apple Cider, which was an award winner at the recent 2017 Craft Beer Awards Gold Medalist. And also we're bringing a few little gems that we have, our Elderflower Cider, which is something we're testing out at the moment, and our Cran Apple Cider.
Tell us a little bit about the flagship cider and what that means for the company.
Absolutely. So Thornbury Cider was established in 2007. So it's one of the first cideries in Ontario, local craft. We buy our apples that are 100% local sourced from Ontario. 25% of the apples actually that are grown in Thornbury area where we're located are from our area, which is great. So they'll go into our Thornbury Cider. We use champagne yeast. And this has been our premium flagship cider that the consumer has come to love.
It's available where?
So our cider is available in the LCBO. It's also available in grocery stores now, which is great for us. And at our cider house, which, ask me about what we just went through the past year. We just redid the entire cider house up in Thornbury. So that was a one-year renovation nightmare that turned out to be beautiful in the end, but it took about 6 months longer than it was supposed to. We have a beautiful front deck. We have this great little tasting room, tap room. You can come in and enjoy our ciders that are on tap, which are rotating taps on a regular basis. So our cider master, Doug, who's been with us since 2007, is now experimenting. He's finding out some new things to explore. We have a peach elderflower cider that's coming out shortly. There is our cran apple, as I mentioned, and among numerous other things that he's experimenting with.
What's been the biggest challenge in the last year for the company?
So with the acquisition came renovation and integration, and that for us meant the label for our cider hadn't changed since 2007, and it was time for a little freshening up, so we speak. So we spent this past year not only renovating the cider house, but also our entire packaging, and we wanted to make sure we were true to our story, so we had to delve into who are we about, what are we about, and we learned a lot about the cider region and who we are. So the original cider house has been there since the 1800s. It did burn down in the 1930s, rebuilt with concrete and cork walls that are 4 inches thick. So it's this apple storage facility has been there since the 1800s. The Mitchell family owned it at that time. And it's just a great heritage to know that we've always been about apples. And that's true to who we are and everything about who we are. So we have this little train here on our label as well. And there was a train that came right up beside the apple processing facility, picked up apples, brought them to Toronto, and shipped them back to the UK. So it was just this really cool story. And then we learned that the Mitchell family had a little airport and an airplane and would actually land not far from the apple processing place every winter, summers, and came by. So we really told our story here, the Blue Mountains, Georgian Bay, where we're located, and really about being craft, because that's who we are. Small batch, 100% Ontario local apples, that's all we're about.
It's hard to ask my next question was, tell me about a story that I would smile about, but that was kind of one, so.
Well, the other one is that we learned in our research that the storage facility at one point was used as a bomb shelter. Flea market, bomb shelter. So we have all these great names that are sitting out there for us for some future, who knows, beer, cider, wines.
And on that note, what do you have coming up?
So there's some interesting new listings coming. Check the LCBO for those. So there'll be a spiced apple cider coming for the fall, which is a fan favorite. Nicely mulled for winter. It makes a great little beverage.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and best of luck with the rest of the evening session.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.